Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, Fred, you watched that football game last night?
Yeah, I did.
It was frustrating, wasn't it?
It really was.
It was actually a good game, though. I mean, it was compelling from start to finish. It really was. And, well, at first you thought, will this be a game?
Right,
you know,
right.
14-0
runaway, yeah.
On the Jags. Trevor Lawrence's hair just drives me crazy. I don't know what it is about him. You know who he is, don't you, Sue?
I'm looking him up.
Okay. He's always had the long hair ever since he was at, I think it was Clemson, right? And darn it, the Chiefs lose again. You know what?
That's unattractive.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
It's not good.
The only thing that can make it worse is if you had the long hair and that little pencil mustache thing that all these dudes are
True
wearing,
that.
Too. That could probably do it. But it was a good game, and I had this feeling going into this season that the Chiefs probably weren't going to be... You know, last year they really were on the opposite side of where they are right now. They were winning all the close games, and right now they're losing the close games. However, I will say this. The offense looked better last night. It really did. Hollywood Brown looked good. Mahomes looked like he was on track with the receivers a little bit more. But, you know, the NFL is a game of inches, and it didn't work out that way.
So I asked you this earlier. Do you think that game was a statement on how, you know, problems with the Chiefs or that just how good the Jaguars are?
I think it's a combination because I think the Jaguars are a playoff team. They certainly proved it last night. So I think it's a combination. I think the Chiefs, the problem is you lose too many games in a division.
Yeah.
And start to,
yeah.
Right. So even at this point, what do they have? 3 losses? Is that it? Usually a playoff team won't lose more than 6 games, right? So that does not leave you a lot of room for error moving forward. All right. So as I leave last night, let's talk about a couple other things. I mentioned I listen to Laura's show when I pull out just to see what she's doing. Plus, Eric Schmidt's a guest like literally every other night on her show. So I like to check that out. But they had Stephen Miller on. And I guess AOC has made fun of Stephen Miller and his height.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this was a thing. But here's what she says about Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller is a clown. I've never seen that guy in real life, but he looks like he's like 4'10", and he looks like he is angry about the fact that he's 4'10", and he looks like he is so mad that he is 4'10", that he's taking that anger out at any other population possible. Like, laugh at them. Laugh at them.
I don't know where she's getting this, by the way, and they do correct it, I think, in the summit, but he's a foot taller than 4'10". He's my height. Fred, you're like 6 feet.
Right.
I'm 5'10", maybe 5'10 and a half in the program. But the topic was, and this is where I thought Stephen Miller really excelled last night as I was driving home, you know, you have Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, and J.B. Pritzker. They're not standing down on any of this rhetoric. They keep using Gestapo, Gestapo, all this stuff. And they want to refer to what is happening with National Guard members potentially going into the city of Chicago, helping them with a violent crime epidemic. They want to say that that's the invasion, right? That's the invasion?
Well, first of all, he uses the term, think about this, he uses the term invasion force. This fool, Governor Pritzker, uses the term invasion force to describe federal law enforcement. He is adopting the language and the narrative of the paid insurrectionists and the Antifa mobs. The invasion force were the 20 million illegal aliens that Biden flooded into this country.
Thank you.
Taking our jobs, taking our wages, filling up our hospitals, destroying God knows how many schools, and of course leading to countless rapes, assaults, and murders. That was the invasion force. President Trump was elected on a mandate to turn that invasion back.
Yes, and he's been doing that. Now, on the operation in Chicago in particular, these are the dirty little secrets that never get told.
Well, her comment is unimaginably stupid, offensive, and dangerous. The raid she's talking about in Chicago was a brilliantly executed raid against a train derogua complex filled with TDA terrorists. It was one of the
I was going to stop that because just to pitch into this a little bit differently, was he was referring to something that Tammy Duckworth said, who is the senator from Illinois. So that gives you a little bit different context for the way that he started this.
With TDA terrorists, it was one of the most successful law enforcement operations that we've seen in this country. As you know, Laura, Train Derogua is responsible for some of the most gruesome, heinous crimes that have occurred during the Biden administration. Like the vicious sexual assault, kidnapping, and slaughter of Jocelyn Nungery, or the stone-cold butchering of Lake and Riley. And so these ICE officers, these heroes, saved God knows how many lives by getting these TDA scum out of our country. And protecting the lives, by the way, of every single person in that building. A truly remarkable operation.
So they went on to their defend his height at the end of the segment. But it really is amazing that they can get away with this in Chicago with, you know, Pritzker opening his mouth about this stuff, calling it an invasion, especially when the people in Chicago, and I don't know how the local media handles this, like the ABC, NBC, CBS affiliates up there. I do have some friends that are in media, but I wonder if they juxtapose this properly with the rhetoric that's coming from Brandon Johnson and the reality of what exists on the ground with crime and, you know, trying to solve some of these problems, especially with Venezuelan gang members. All right, one thing that's a little lighter here before Sue's news. Fred, I thought of you when I saw this story that was in the Wall Street Journal. The headline was, "We love our," and I've ordered them on my own just because I can never be assured of the office supply situation here in the building at Odyssey St. Louis. But we love our Sharpies.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
We love our Sharpies. Yep. I tend to favor the red Sharpies. I don't know why, Fred.
Huh. And kinda, I favor the black.
I like
the
black.
There's a separation
back and
between
forth.
The two.
So a couple of years ago when we were, you know, searching, this was in the aftermath of COVID. I don't know if the supplies were being ordered as efficiently. I'm looking for Sharpies and, you know, can't find them. So I buy a couple of packs. I bought a couple of packs on my own recently, and I don't really care about it because they're not that much money. But listen to this. The headline, Wall Street Journal, a couple of days ago, Sharpie found a way to make pens more cheaply, Fred, by manufacturing them in the U.S., right here.
Wow.
Maryville, Tennessee. Here it is, tucked in the foothills of Tennessee's Smoky Mountains, is a factory that has figured out a way to manufacture in America that's cheaper, quicker, and better. It's the home of a famous American writing implement, the Sharpie marker. Pen barrels whirl along automated assembly lines that rapidly fill them with ink. At least a half a billion Sharpie markers are churned out here every year,
jeez,
each one made of six parts. There's only one part that is imported from Japan. You want to guess what it is? There's only six parts in this thing.
What?
Right?
Okay, the lid. The felt tip.
Oh, the felt tip is imported from Japan. It didn't used to be this way. Back in 2018, many Sharpies were made abroad. But they highlight a guy by the name of Chris Peterson, who was the CFO of Newell Brands. Newell Brands was the maker of Sharpie. And he challenged his team to answer a question. How could they keep Newell from being obsolete compared to the factories in Asia? And he said he was optimistic. He said, I feel like we had an opportunity to improve our U.S. manufacturing. So he is the CEO now of the company. And most Sharpies in all, how many colors, Fred? Do you know how many colors they have? I had no idea.
A lot.
93 colors.
Holy
Whoa,
cow.
Whoa, I didn't know
so
that.
So most of them are made in Tennessee at this factory.
Wow.
He did it without reducing the employee count, without raising prices. But To get to the place, it took close to $2 billion in investments across the company, a lot of training, an overhaul of the production process. But now they've gotten to the point where they have a playbook for making low-cost, high-volume products domestically, albeit one that requires long-term planning and a lot of investment. So maybe this will be a model for other companies. President Trump uses a custom Sharpie when he signs things. And he, as they point out in this story, he slaps some tariffs on many imports with the goal of prompting companies to do exactly what this guy's done, bring manufacturing back to this country. Now, I do think that you have a lot of companies that aren't able to do this, but I thought it was an amazing story.
That's
really great.
Good story.
And I have four in my hand right now.
Yes.
I always have four or so with me. And that's the good news. The bad news is once in a while, the lid comes off, and I ruin a pair of pants.
I understand.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, they don't. That doesn't come off. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty permanent.
Even when you get it on your hands, you have to kind of go at it just a little bit more. My deal is I'm really impatient with the if the Sharpie is not sharp. If
Agreed.
I see any fade, I throw it out right away. And they do seem. Maybe this is part of the manufacturing. They do seem to not have a lot of ink sometimes. I don't know.
Well, you can't push down too hard. When you get that nice, delicate tip on there, you don't want to screw
that
it up.
That Japanese tip is what you're talking about there.
And you can't leave them uncapped too long.
No, that's true.
No,
more
that's
than a
true.
Minute, and I think you've ruined it.
Anyway, I thought that was a cool story.
It is.
Really,
I have yellow. I kind of want yellow, but I don't think
A highlighter?
Yeah. Well, no, I'd like a Sharpie that's yellow if I wrote on... Well, maybe that's worth
typical.
I need darker.
Typical Sharpie retails for about $1 a pen when it's sold in a pack, and I usually get it on Amazon, and I get the pack. So I think we're about ready to order again, unless the companies order some for us, Fred. I'm getting low on my Sharpies. Sue's News on a Tuesday's coming up.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fred, you see, I know you were watching football last night, but they had a trailer on a commercial for Soul on Fire. The John O'Leary movie finally opens this week. Bill Macy playing Jack Buck.
That's going to be just great to see. I can't wait.
I can't either. And I've been invited to several screenings that I just could not make logistically and geographically. I'm going to try to sneak it in. We have John who's going to join us. And if you're not familiar with his story, it's an amazing story Hollywood has picked up. They filmed it in St. Louis, which is even amazing. The first shot in the commercial is the arch, which is really awesome.
That is cool.
We need some positive stuff, and this will focus positively on the city of St.
Louis. I also want to see how Bill Macy portrays Jack Buck.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that makes me a little nervous. I mean, that's the thing. For those of us who are from St. Louis, I think this is a little bit of a tougher sell with someone like that playing an iconic character. But, you know, it's Bill Macy, right? And I feel like I can call him Bill. Yeah. Let's do this uh-huh. afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
It is National Chocolate Covered Pretzel Day.
Of course it is.
I mean, think about it, Fred.
Oh, that, a lot of combinations there I love.
Yeah.
That one deserves a day.
I agree. I can even do the yogurt covered
ones.
Yeah,
I like those.
Those ones are
like
good,
the white
yogurt. Yeah, the white. Yeah. You can't like them. It's also National Taco Day.
Well, it's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday, and it fell on National Taco Day. I think they adjusted that.
I was going to say, is Taco Day the same every year, or do they make sure it falls on a Tuesday?
Well, they do.
That would be my question.
The second whatever Tuesday and whatever. Yeah. That's how they do it.
Taco Tuesday.
Like Election Day.
Right,
Thanksgiving.
Fred.
I was like, there's very few days that fall into that, National Taco Day as well.
It's equally as important as those mentioned. Naturally, many places having special deals on tacos today, mostly through loyalty apps and programs, which annoy me. Taco Bell is offering soft tacos for $1, Jack in the Box with the American cheese melty ones on top, 2 free tacos with a purchase. Have you had, what is your opinion of a Jack in the Box?
Oh, I like a Jack in the Box.
Oh, yeah. People love the Jack in the Box tacos.
They're
it's
crazy.
A thing.
They're great.
It's got to be one of the more random combinations of fast food things that people say just always hits. I've never heard anyone say anything about Jack in the Box outside of their tacos.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What?
Good point. Yeah. That's good point. Yeah.
That's actually true.
My friend Gary Poole is out on the West Coast. You might remember him. He joined us when Smokey Robinson rear-ended his vehicle.
That was
in
one of my
Los
favorite
Angeles.
Stories of all time.
I know.
Time.
It's a great story. But when Gary came here, I don't know, it was maybe 8 years ago, the number one thing he wanted to do, he didn't want to see me. He wanted to get tacos from Jack in the Box because
here.
He couldn't get them where he lived.
That's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm not done. It's National Propane Day, National Inner Beauty Day, and National LED Light Day. Now, at least they make them that are warm now instead of the institutional cold light. So you can get a warm LED, and that makes all the difference, Fred, when you shop for bulbs.
Oh, I try not to get LED.
Well, you can get warm.
It's warm.
Yeah, you gotta get warm.
We've got lights in our ceiling fans where it can go either way.
Oh, that's interesting.
You can hit it and it's not as bright or clinically.
Yeah, I like the first two holidays more.
I understand. It's fair. On this day in history, 41 years ago, so it's 1984, and Sweetness, Walter Payton ran for 154 yards to break Jim Brown's all-time rushing record of 12,312 yards. You don't like Sweetness? Something's wrong with you.
He was the best, wasn't he?
Yes.
He did play a role. You know, I mentioned this before. He did play a role in the 90s in the effort to get an NFL team here. I don't believe he was ever part of the Rams ownership.
Oh,
He was involved because, this is how I know this, because I was at 64 West, which was next to the Checker. Don't remember that bar, the club?
Yeah.
And I've peed next to two famous people, Ray Liotta and Walter Payton. And I believe I was pretty intoxicated.
Wow.
And I said to Walter Payton in the restroom at 64 West, "When are you bringing a football team to St. Louis?" And I think he was pretty nice to me, if I remember correctly.
Well, he's Sweetness.
Yes, of
course. Yes. Oh, and 40 years ago today, this is terrible. I should just, in 1985, Palestinian gunmen hijacked an Italian cruise ship with more than 400 people aboard. Do you remember this story, Fred?
I don't. 85, did you say?
Yeah. A 69-year-old American passenger, Leon Klinghoffer, was killed when he was thrown overboard while sitting in his wheelchair.
Yeah, that name, that's what brings it back for us. Right.
Yeah, the four terrorists surrendered 3 days later on October the 10th.
But was he the only person who was killed?
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah, that name jumps out for sure.
Same with me. That's how I figured who he was or what it was. Now, Dolly Parton hasn't been feeling well. So Tim McGraw is going to perform at a special limited engagement at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace December 4th, 6th, 12th, and 13th. He is replacing her. I guess she had to pull out of her residency. She had some medical procedures done and doesn't think she'll be back by then.
That's a pretty good
so,
feeling.
So, yeah, if you're going to get somebody, Tim McGraw, not a bad choice.
How old is she? Anyone?
70, I'd guess 78. Why? Somebody see what it is.
Why does she still
she
have
loves
a residency?
It. She loves it,
yeah, she's
and
79.
People love her. Ooh, good guess, Sue. No one else would tell me, so I told myself.
That was a really good guess.
Thank you.
Sue.
Appreciate
you almost
that.
Nailed it. Exactly.
Yes, appreciate
I mean,
that.
The Eagles are doing this stuff. They're like 78, 79
yeah.
out
I guess
there.
If
they're
you
doing the Sphere in
yeah.
Vegas.
Listen, I guess if you still love it, then go for it. But it's not like you got all the money in the world.
Oh, it's not about that. This
Why
is
not
what
just
keeps
go
her
sit
going?
On a beach?
No. I've thought that too, but people, are, you know, there are people that are just driven. They don't want to give it up. I understand that.
I
yeah, you're
too.
Going to be doing it.
No,
yes.
I will not.
And Fred's still going to be producing
you. I'll still be following you around.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Well, that brings me into more country. Okay, Luke Combs has just passed Garth as the most RIAA certified country artist in history.
RIAA would be the Recording Industry Association
of
America.
America.
And he's passed.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine, takes forever.
Oh, wait, say this again. He's passed Garth?
Yeah. The most Recording Industry Association of America certified country artist in history. Luke now holds 168 million certified units from sales and streams. And that tops Garth's longstanding record of 162.5 million total. So Luke just, woo!
You know, for as much as I love country music, I still have trouble distinguishing male voices.
Do you?
Yeah, which artist is which.
That's fair. Well,
I guess I'm surprised by that. I know he's a huge star. He was at Busch Stadium, what was it, last year?
I think so, yeah.
But I mean, I would have thought Morgan Wallen would have had more streams or something, but I
well,
would have guessed wrong.
Luke Combs has been around a little bit longer
exactly.
than Morgan.
Exactly, we'll give him time. This makes Luke not just the country's new all-time leader, but also one of the most successful artists across all genres. He's currently ranked 9th overall. But he was surprised, too. He was generally surprised.
That's pretty awesome. Those are amazing numbers.
Yeah, he said, well, when my team first told me about this, my initial reaction was, are you sure?
you guys ever think about if the Beatles would have had the technology or some of those older bands would have had the people would have had the ability to listen to them with the click of a button as they were in their prime, how different their numbers would be?
Well,
you know, I think that's it's an interesting question, but I don't know, because it was such a different time and we were waiting for albums and singles would come out and we couldn't wait to go to the record store and buy the album. So I don't know. It might have.
You don't think the numbers would be that different, I guess? Because you're right, it was different. So I mean, people have just changed how they have taken in music. I don't know. It makes
it's impossible
you wonder
to know. It's a really interesting
bigger.
Question. Yeah. I think that it might have, you know, filtered the numbers just a little bit in a weird way. But we'll never know.
Yeah.
But I still kind of miss. Look, Taylor Swift's a good example. There was a lot of anticipation of that thing. There were a lot of downloads, and there's been millions of streams so far. So you can still do very well on the streaming platforms. I like the way that, you know, artists that aren't as well known can still get a lot of streams.
You're right. I mean, it's good for that for sure. All right, and finally in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Okay, you got to hang with me here. The current water speed record is 318 miles per hour. An Australian guy set that record in his boat in 1978. Now, since then, think about how fast that is on the water.
That's fast.
That is crazy.
Fast on the land.
Since then, two official attempts have been made to break it, and those people ended up dying. In fact, since 1930, people trying to set or break that record, a 54% fatality
rate. I want to find out more about that. That is fascinating. Dude.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This was the president yesterday talking about the situation with ICE and the, all the nastiness in the city of Chicago.
Very severe. We're going to have very severe. We're going to find out who's going after our federal agents. So when you look at Chicago, they've had probably 50 murders in the last 6 or 7 months, 8 months. Many, many people shot, like 30, 40, 50 people shot. Didn't die, but they've been shot. It's like a war zone.
It is like a war zone. And unfortunately, then you have this audio from the police chatter over the weekend when there was an incident seemingly indicating that the cops were kind of calling off their assist to ICE agents.
And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
Still a lot of questions about that. Phil Holloway back with us, a Fox News legal analyst down in Atlanta. Phil, how are you this afternoon? Happy Tuesday to you.
I'm doing great, brother. How are you guys today?
We're doing great,
I hope.
Yeah, we're doing okay. Unfortunately, you know, we have a lot of those parallels on a smaller basis with Chicago. President Trump has even mentioned the National Guard, you know, in St. Louis. But I guess I'm stunned. Maybe we shouldn't be that Brandon Johnson and the governor of Illinois keep using words like Gestapo, and they keep talking about an invasion with people just trying to get a handle on the crime situation in Chicago or take down Trende de Aragua gang members. But they won't back down because I guess they think they have to bend the knee to the progressives in Chicago and across the country.
Yeah, well, they need to tone down the rhetoric because all they're really succeeding in doing is continuing to rile up the crazies, the people that are maybe a little bit off, who might be just inspired enough to actually do acts of violence. We're just on the heels, of course, of the horrific Charlie Kirk assassination, and now we've got law enforcement officers turning their backs on other cops when they put out the help call. I just don't know where we have... how we've gotten to this place, but we've got to do something about it. We've got to turn this around. We've got to tamp down the rhetoric. We've got to let cops be cops. Cops have to help cops. And we've got to do something to get this back to some sense of normal.
You know, the superintendent of Chicago Police did a news conference yesterday and seemingly was challenging some of the narrative here. But I still think we have a lot of questions about what went down on Saturday afternoon, whether or not they were called off. Now, they say they're not going to let people hanging and they'll help the federal agents, you know, if needed. But that something's not right about that. Somebody, and I think the guy from the Fraternal Order of Police even said this, somebody ain't telling the truth.
No, it's the leadership's not telling the truth. I guarantee you the rank and file guys and ladies, they wanted to actually respond. This is coming from the top, and it's probably filtering down from the top of the government. This is the type of thing that Pritzker can let it be known from the top all the way down how he wants things to go down in his state. So it's trickling down into local city leadership, and of course that includes police management. But to be honest with you, this is just the most despicable thing I've ever seen in all the annals of law enforcement.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson do if you have these National Guardsmen start showing up, which I think they're going to in Chicago, and what the reaction is going to be. And it would be nice, wouldn't it? I'd love to get your thoughts on this because it is a bit of a theme the last couple of days. It'd be nice if the media would cover some of these things a little bit more fairly. And you have to have some thoughts on the Paramount CBS deal with Barry Weiss stepping up to be, you know, someone who's going to actually control and manage the news content. Phil, this is somewhat encouraging. Yeah, I think it's great too. I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but there's a real opportunity here because, like, even on this topic, you could see where reporting is in the majority Trump's the bad guy, you know, it's Gestapo tactics, blah blah blah. But maybe someone like Barry can go into that newsroom and say, okay, let's maybe talk about these people in the city of Chicago that are sick and tired of having their resources ripped away from them because migrants are camping all over their city in the parks.
Look, with regard to these cities, you know, you got Portland, you got Chicago, we've got absolute lawlessness that's I guess kind of just baked into the cake now in certain parts of these cities. But, you know, when we got the media that's not actually talking about what's really happening, the public is just sometimes blissfully unaware. So when we have someone like a Barry Weiss who comes into CBS and says, look, we're going to be fair. We're going to be neutral. We're not going to be political. We're going to call balls and strikes. We're going to bring back the Walter Cronkite type trust that once existed in this brand. And so I think that's very, it's a refreshing to hear her say that, but it's also very interesting to watch the screeching and the screaming now from folks who don't want to do it that way. They don't want to be straight news. They want to be partisan hacks. They want to be arms of the propagandist movement. They want to spew the talking points of the left, things that they've been doing now for decades and decades. Change is hard. And they're going to be sort of hanging on to the old ways as long as they can. But it's one of these things where, you know, we see the house cleaning at the DOJ and the FBI. We need to start seeing some cleaning house in the old guard media so that we can go out with the old and in with the new. But it's actually back in with the old again, right? The way it used to be when it was a legitimate news operations, that's what we want to bring back.
By the way, did you see any of Pam Bondi on Capitol Hill today in that Senate hearing? I thought she was outstanding.
I missed that whole thing. No, I missed it. I'm sorry.
That would be something, if it's somewhere rolling tonight, I think you'd enjoy it. She handled herself extremely well. She put many of these Democrat members of the Senate in their place and called out their hypocrisy. And then, you know, one more topic to cover with you, because this all broke yesterday when I was on the air. Senator Hawley's having a lot to say about it because he was one of those that was targeted. It looks like there was a little snooping on members of the United States Senate, one member of Congress. Now, I did have to clear this up earlier. Hawley's saying that the phones were tapped. The phones weren't tapped, but that doesn't make this non-egregious.
It's spying. It's on the level. In fact, it's probably worse than Watergate. You know, Watergate was a burglary in the sense that, you literally broke into like a office space. This is not entirely, it's not a burglary in the sense that something was physically broken into, but it's the same principle. You've got spying on members of the other party to see what they're up to, see what their political game plan is. And it's done through the actual FBI. At least you can say that Nixon went out and hired people to do it off book. They ran this in-house. And they went ahead and acted as if this was normal and that they didn't have any legal impediments to it whatsoever. So, you know, this is something that the left just is going to have to own. They're going to have to understand that Joe Biden and the DOJ was absolutely weaponized, and they engaged in, I think, prosecutorial misconduct and maybe even criminal conduct that exceeds the scope of Watergate.
Yeah, and here again, maybe with a little bit more of a fair legacy media landscape, you'll get to the bottom of some of those questions. Phil, always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. I know you're a little short on time this afternoon. We'll let you go, but I appreciate it.
Always, brother. Anytime. Right. Happy to help.
Take care. Let me get to, I played some of this audio earlier, but this was really good. Senator Hawley really, instead of grilling Pam Bondi, took the opportunity to talk about the news that came out yesterday that was announced by several other senators, Ron Johnson, Bill Hagerty, et cetera. They had a news conference yesterday. They talked about this. Now, again, some of them referred to this as a wiretap. I want to be careful here. It wasn't a wiretap, but they were tracking the phones and where these members were, the movements that they made. There was no doubt, you know, law enforcement doing things that I'm not sure they had the permission to do. But here's Senator Hawley talking about the specifics.
We already know that this was ordered by the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, who reported directly to the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. And we know that Jack Smith was on his witch hunt because he was directed to do so by the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Let's just remember. Let's take a walk down memory lane. April 2nd, 2022, the New York Times. Garland faces growing pressure. The Times says as recently as late last year, that would have been 2021, Mr. Biden confided to his inner circle he believed former President Trump was a threat to democracy and should be prosecuted. It goes on to say that Garland, that Biden was frustrated with Garland and wanted him to take decisive action against Trump. Here's what we're talking about. Trump, of course, was a private citizen at the time.
Yeah, so he's doing a really good job here of connecting the dots and really laying out the timeline of all this.
So he appoints his own hitman, Jack Smith, who goes after the president, former president, who goes after members of this body. You know, the thing about it, though, that really strikes me is that it didn't stop with members of the United States Senate. Did it, Attorney General Bondi? It didn't stop here at all. I mean, just as egregious, maybe more so than tapping the phones of U.S. senators, is this memo that I know you've seen before. Let's just look at it again. This is an FBI memo from the same time period, I might add.
This is important, and it serves, you know, and it was something I didn't think about, so I'm glad that Senator Hawley brought it up, because you have to think about some of the other things that were happening during the same period.
From the same time period. In which the Federal Bureau of Investigation attempts to recruit informants into Catholic parishes in this country. So here you have an administration that is activating the FBI against its political opponents and tapping the phones of United States senators. Can I just say that again for my colleagues, for the benefit of my colleagues on the other side of the dais? Tapping the phones of United States senators. This isn't hypothetical. This isn't maybe what will you do in the future. This isn't, oh, gee, can we imagine a situation? This happened.
Okay, well, it didn't happen exactly that way. Again, they were not listening to the phone calls of the United States senators, so that would really mean a wiretap. But it was still outrageous. And one more thing, and I think Senator Hawley actually makes this point. Keep this in mind. I highlighted it because it was occurring in, and I can't even remember the idiot that used to run Rockwood Schools before Dr. Kane, who's there right now. There was another guy that I liked, but the dude that was running things in the immediate aftermath of COVID was someone. Remember, there was an FBI memo that said, oh, look out for these parents at these school board meetings. They're domestic terrorists. So the FBI thought it was more important to take a look at parents that were concerned about their kids being masked up and all this other nonsense that was going on in education, that we now have the evidence put these kids way behind. But the FBI and that feeble old man Merrick Garland was more interested in that and tracking the movements of United States senators and members of Congress outside of fighting crime that grew out of control during that time period, the same time period. Now, will any media outlet cover that fairly? I'm very curious to see what my friend John Ziegler, the host of the podcast The Death of Journalism, will have to say about Barry Weiss taking over at CBS News. I know he will have a lot of opinions on that. We'll get to John after the top of the hour. Now, some of this, you know, I can even wind this next discussion back into how the media covers things. Because, like, in a fair media landscape, and I don't know, I said this before, I don't know how the ABC affiliate, you know, WLS in Chicago, or the NBC affiliate, or how any of them up there cover Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker. We only kind of hear it through a national lens or a local lens here in St. Louis through, you know, what we do here on 97.1 or what KMOX does. But this rhetoric, I mean, in a fair media landscape, someone would shoot back, Mayor Johnson, you just sound like an idiot when you say stuff like this. And this is the second reference I've heard to this in the last week.
The right wing in this country wants a rematch of the Civil War. I want that to sit in right now, because the president of the United States of America has declared war on the people of Chicago and people across America.
So that's their next talking point. They were talking about the disappeared, right? The people who are disappearing. And now they're making references to the Civil War, that this is, you had Bernie Sanders. I played this audio yesterday. He says that we're in the worst crisis, perhaps maybe since the Civil War. So the talking points have gone out. First of all, no, we're not.
No.
It's ludicrous to even make, I mean, so we're past the, you know, we've already gone Gestapo and Nazi. So let's go back to the Civil War. At some point, we have to go back, I guess, to the Revolutionary War and make some comparisons, yes. Right? I mean, that's the trend in where we're heading in that direction right now. It's ridiculous. And that leads to people who are supposedly comedians like John Oliver, who, by the way, I've never found funny. This guy is one that I've never really understood. But he says, you know what? If ICE is messing with you, mess with ICE.
If ICE can show up and bother some guys at their roofing job, then bystanders should be able to bother ICE at their state-sanctioned kidnapping job. It is only fair.
So this is what concerns me, because I noticed this trend years ago. A lot of people, look, this is where you get this disconnect between reality and what people say. Now, he's a comedian. He can say what he wants to, just like Jimmy Kimmel, but he's misrepresenting the situation.
Yeah, he is.
They're making these claims, and the mayor of Chicago is making these claims, and J.B. Pritzker is making these claims, and Gavin Newsom, that people are being disappeared, that they're just being picked up randomly from the street. You know, hoods are put on them. They're shuffled into the back of a white van. It's always a white van, right? You see that on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And then sent back to where they came from. It's not that at all. Now, are there people who are being arrested and are not here legally, who may have deportation orders, who are being swept up when they're going after some of the criminals? Well, certainly that's going to happen. The other thing, and I think Stephen Miller addressed this last night with Laura Ingraham, they always talk about parents being separated from their children. Well, if we have someone who has committed a violent crime, now I know this has gone by the wayside in cities like Chicago and New York and up until 2 years ago, St. Louis. But if you have someone who is accused of a violent or a serious crime and they have children, a judge doesn't go out of their way to make sure that the parent can be with the kids. Sometimes the judge is like, well, that's a little dangerous to have a gangbanger raising a little toddler. So maybe we're going to have some separation here and we'll have visitation. So the whole talking point about kids being separated from their mothers and fathers and all this is just a bunch of nonsense. But it gets spread out there on Saturday Night Live, on Jimmy Kimmel's show, on, you know, John Oliver. One thing after another with lies being told. That's why I think so many people, including myself, got so upset with Jimmy Kimmel. Not that he was being the regular idiot that he has become known to be, but because he completely misrepresented the situation with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. All right, we'll take a break here at the top of the hour. Sue's going to have the very latest on the ride home. After that, and after Fox News, John Ziegler, who's the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. You know, I met John many years ago after 2008 when he did a documentary about Sarah Palin and the media treatment of Sarah Palin. It was excellent. We packed an entire theater at the High Point Theater with listeners. I was on Camo X at the time, and John and I became friends. He ruffles feathers. He's never afraid of sharing his opinions. He's not a huge fan of Donald J. Trump and his behavior quite often, but he's really good at calling balls and strikes, and on the media in particular. Now, I'm very excited about Barry Weiss and this opportunity with CBS News. Something tells me Zig might say, okay, don't get your expectations up too high, but we will see. And that's coming up after Fox News. Cassie Smedley, former RNC spokesperson, she lives in Virginia, and she's a great pundit. She's going to weigh in on some of the nonsense that's going on there with Jay Jones, this AG Democrat candidate who basically texted fantasies about killing a GOP lawmaker and his family. So that's always nice. Cassie at 5:30 plus an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.